From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News information. Ladies, am I right? I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2008, and we will have on the show a woman commentator, or a womomentator, as she calls herself. No, she doesn't. But that's kind of her shtick. She talks about how things are marketed. Sarah Haskins does, talks about things are marketed at women and for women. It's very frustrating to her. And in a current TV series, she vents on the subject. She calls it target women. So now let me vent a little bit on something that upsets me as a man or as a human. All these meaningless product warnings and agreements we have to sign. Yesterday, I signed up for iTunes. You have to click, I agree, I agree. Has anyone ever read it or disagreed when you sign up for your an airline ticket? You're signing away half your rights and you have to do it. And the silliest warning I encountered yesterday, before the commentary tracks on DVDs, it says something like, the views expressed in this commentary do not necessarily reflect the studios or its under affiliates. It's like, really? Really? Did people think that a commentary on a DVD is going to be a reflection of studio heads, that when they pop in over the hedge and the director says, oh yeah, Avril Lavigne doing the voice work on Heather the Opossum, she really nailed that character, that the CEO of Paramount, Brad Gray, is sitting there going, no, how dare you say that? Now people will think that I believe that about the Virginia Opossum. And as you know, I got my doctorate in marsupials of North America. My work in the Academy is ruined if that goes out there. No, don't worry, Brad. The views do not reflect the head of Paramount. Thank God, because I could never show my face at parties again. Coming up this hour, we will talk not only with Sarah Haskins, and no longer about DVD commentaries, but we'll talk to gun rights activists, or one activist who's encouraging people to carry guns on their belts out in the open for all the world to see. And of course, current TV, Sarah Haskins, will talk about the election. We'll talk about marketing towards women in her little thing is called Target Women. We're kind of discovering her. We're trying to give her a bigger forum than she's ever had before. Stick with us. Also, there's a brewing scandal with the GMAT. 6,000 business school students may have their scores canceled because they subscribed to a test prep website that had questions on it it shouldn't have had. In other words, questions actually on the test. All that plus military wives as surrogate moms. We'll get the latest headlines in just a moment, but first.
Many people have asked, are there too many Starbucks? Well, now we know. Yes. When you build a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, the game is over.
Louis Black tried to tell you Starbucks, and in Best in Show, they tried to tell you there might be something absurd about your business model.
We met at Starbucks. Not at the same Starbucks, but we saw each other at different Starbucks across the street from each other.
I remember what I was drinking when I met you. It was a grande espresso.
That's right, and I thought that was really sexy.
Yeah.
They never listen to comedy. Yes, Starbucks announced yesterday that it's closing 600 of its company-operated stores in the U.S., meaning your neighborhood Starbucks may be no more, and you may have to go to your other neighborhood Starbucks. The Seattle-based super chain stock price has been falling for 2 years. While the company did not reveal which particular shops would be closed, Chief Financial Officer Pete Beauchene said the cuts would be happening across the country.
These stores were not profitable, and that we expect this action will be a good part of contributing to us making our long-term targets.
That is Pete Beauchene speaking from the bottom of a venti latte. The comedians may be onto something. Beauchene says most of the stores on the chopping block have been open near other Starbucks. 12,000 employees, Starbucks calls them partners, will be affected. Most will be moved to nearby stores. The company didn't say how many jobs will be lost. The 600 stores to be closed represent about 8% of company-operated stores nationwide. Perspective, if we were to lose 8% of our stores here in Manhattan, only 170 would remain. The company is fighting their slide in other ways, too. They're cutting back on in-store CD sales. It may be a sign they're finally listening to the comedians.
Stick to what you know, coffee and muffins, not Cranium and the Nora Jones CD. I don't care about that. Knock it off, Starbucks.
That's Craig Ferguson. Ralph Harris says maybe next Starbucks ought to think about its prices.
They should call it $4 or $5. That's what the hell they should call it.
because its second syllable is bucks, and it just kind of flows. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with half soy, half chai, BPP's Mark Garrison.